Hello everyone and welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this inspirational, educational and motivational episode we'll talk about a reality of paid or paid reality. Papa Alpha India Delta PAID. What does it stand for? I think maybe we'll have to change this podcast to like the acronym podcast. I really like acronyms, and I like to understand acronyms and explain them. All right, so P stands for pressure. A stands for always on. I stands for information overload. And D for distracted. It's just a way to show ourselves what's going on now in these, as we used to call, knowledge worker realm, which we are now facing over to wisdom workers. And soon, we probably don't have to work at all. And let's go back to the paid reality. So, pressure. You could have it either professionally or personally. But it's always there to learn more, earn more, do more, have more, be more, all the time. And sometimes we're so busy trying all these things at the same time. And I'm guilty of this myself. You know, when I started this podcast, I don't know, 2016, maybe 15. A lot of years back now. There was not as many as it is now doing podcasts. But now, everyone that can have a podcast, have a podcast. And I think it was a year ago or something, everyone I met, I think we should start a podcast. Everything. But this is the problem. So there's some form of invisible pressure to always do that. And the same, I think social media is one of the biggest culprits here. Because this negative comparison cycle that talked about in a lot of episodes now. But I think you should just leave social media and then do your own stuff. So that's the pressure part. It's always another thing is work. You could always, if you're a knowledge worker or wisdom worker, you could always work more. You could. I see people online all the time. Myself is guilty. This is part of the flexible work schedule that many of us have, that you could work 24/7, and that's also a form of pressure. If you get an email from the boss in late at night. On a Friday, maybe you feel an urge to reply or do something about it. So that's constant pressure. And this goes to the next one, which is always on mode. This is, you know, we're in the digital age. And notifications. Many of us has notifications on. Don't recommend that. I recommend something completely different, meaning turning off all notifications. I don't have to spend much time discussing about that. Information overload. Is number three, or I. And when I started Focus Productivity, I think it was 2016 as well, maybe 17, we discussed it heavily. You know, the triple constraints of, first of all, knowledge doubling curve, and then Ebbinghaus forgetting curve, and you know how the amygdala plays a role in this. We mentioned paid reality, but the triple overload is data overload, communication overload, and cognitive overload. And this is, of course, not helping our very primitive monkey brains. And the last one is distracted. So the opposite of mindfulness is mindlessness. Completely mindless. I see it all the time. I'm myself is guilty as charged to scroll away, so to speak, in the middle of a conversation or think of something completely different. The attention span in our lives is dramatically lessened from as time goes on. So how are we going to solve it? Well, the solution still stands. And the quote that we use in the course is one of my heroes from Viktor Frankl, you know, between a stimulus and response. There is a space you can choose. You can make a conscious decision. And the solution is extremely simple and elegant. We call it APS. It's acceptance principles and systems. Acceptance is just very simple, in theory, hard to do. Accept that this is now the reality. You must accept it. The paid reality is here. You cannot go back to an unpaid reality, for lack of a better term. And this is not your fault. So you remember the scene from Good Will Hunting? When Matt Damon's character is very sad. And then, can't remember his name now. The psychologist character, he says it's not your fault, it's not your fault. And principles, we talked about the timeless principles of focused productivity. They will solve everything and help you, almost everything. Systems is the synergy principle of building systems. So a lot of people talk about this, but if you have goals, that's good. But systems is what keeps you disciplined, keeps you going towards that goal. And this is what it's all about. So, first of all, the task for this week, accept that you're in the paid reality. Review the 7 principles, implement them more, commit to them for at least, I would say, a year. But since you're not really, should I pay? Say, you're not paying for this service, you will probably undercommit. That's what you do when you're not paying for something. I'll give you a month to implement the principles, and then systems. So think about what kind of systems you have. We talked about systems in the checklist episode, in several other episodes as well. Build the systems and then hook yourself into those systems. Keep measuring things. And when you measure, you see another form of reality. Perhaps not the same one as you have in your brain. And you change it to get better results. When you have all the results you want, then you build a new system to move to the next goal. That's how it works. All right, so that was the paid reality, the solution, APS, and some homework. Thank you, and good luck, and talk to you in the next class.